Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Today I'm going to discuss a little bit about breeding systems. Yesterday I just turned in my ewe, so I thought this would be a perfect little video to be talking about. A few questions have been asked about my breeding system, so I thought I would talk about that with you guys because it's a topic that is really important but doesn't get discussed a whole lot about, well, the basics about it. So the first thing I wanted to discuss is hoof trimming and health. So before I trim or before I put my animals together for breeding, I always make sure to trim their hooves first. Now, if you remember, I discussed a bit about this in my Zoom dialogues, but when you put them together, the rams are most likely to chase the ewes around. And that's giving both them a lot of exercise. Therefore, that's trimming their hooves themselves, especially if you are on a rocky area, something like that. Then it'll trim their hooves by themselves. But I always make sure to give them a little bit of trim before I turn them in together, just so they're a little more comfortable. Especially since they're going to be together for a while, it's important to be trimming them. So make sure to spray paint their bums, is my next point. I have found this really awesome trick, and I spray paint. I take Sheep Safe paint that you can find on Premier. It's really cool. I use the spray line spray paint. It comes in all kinds of different colors and sizes, and I like to put a big blob dot on their bum, on the ewe's bum. This way, when the ram mounts them, they're mounting and they're rubbing that paint off. And then you can tell who was in heat and who was bred around this week or so. So then you can get an idea what the due date week for this ewe would be. So then you can tell who's in heat and who might give birth first. So always, I like that trick. It's a really great trick and it's worked really well too. You can always do different colors for each ewe. If you're doing such a small flock, you can do different colors. So then you can tell who kind which like if you have one ram together, you can tell who he was mounting more. But I always put one color on all the ewes. Just it's easier, honestly, but it's just easier to tell who has been bred a little bit more than the others and who was in heat. So that's a great trick. How long to keep them in is also a good question would be asked. I will usually keep my ram in with the ewes for about 30 days. If I see that some ewes have not been smeared yet, then I'll usually keep them in an extra month, just to make sure we get the last few enders that have not got into heat yet. Usually, my typical time would be 30 days, so about a month, and plus like 2 weeks into the next month. So that works pretty well for me. It has guaranteed every single one of my ewes has been bred. Last year I turned in about 4 ewes to get bred, and I was impressed that all of them were able to get bred. So that was pretty awesome. My next few questions were about my breeding the last few years. I turned in 4 ewes last year and they all got bred, which is awesome. Yesterday I turned in Lady, which lost her 2 lambs a few months ago. She looked really great and has healed up nicely, and she was actually kind of teasing Hulky a few days ago. So I just went ahead and turned them in, and they're out in the field today. And they look really good. They both healed up nicely. I'm super excited to see what Lady has. So she's about to give birth probably in the summer, at the end of the summer. So I'm excited to see if maybe she has more ram lambs like she did a few months ago, or if she gives birth to ewe lambs. It was a big bummer to have her have both those lambs die because they were really great lambs. And the thing I was most excited about is both Lady and Hulk, my ewe and my ram, those are both my new animals that I bought last year. And the thing I am so excited to see is they're actually half brother, half sister. So I'm line breeding, I think. Yes. I'm line breeding those two. I didn't know they were related when I bought them, but I looked back on their registrations and found out that they had the same dad but a different mom. And I was also super impressed because I was noticing my breeder was posting a few pictures of her mostly favorite sire. And I was kind of looking at him, and then I was looking at Hulk. and I could notice that they looked really similar. So I was like, oh, I wonder if maybe they're related, if they're back in their bloodline. Sure enough, I took the tag ID from her ram and I looked at my registration, and that's the dad of Hulk. So I'm so excited that we have DK1011 in bloodline in my flock, because I loved that ram so much, and I'm so excited to see what those two have, especially since they both have the same dad. I'm hoping that they both have a really great bloodline in them. So we shall see. Line breeding is when you're taking a family member, say you're taking a ewe and a ram, and maybe they both have the same mom but a different dad, or the same dad, a different mom. You're taking those traits that you like about them from that sire, from that dam, and you're taking them and you're breeding them together, adding those really great traits you like, and it's going to create something that's really cool. I have not line bred before, so this will be the first time, but I really like those two dead ram lambs. They were stillborn, but they were really great size. They had really great markings. They were really thick, which I liked, and they had really strong legs. So it's a really disappointment that they died, but if they had lived, I know those guys would be perfect ram lambs for the next show next year to sell. I'm sure those two would have been turned out really nicely, but unfortunately, we will never know. Stick you in each other. Sorry, I'm looking through my bullet points. Oh, okay. So, the next thing I wanted to discuss is cedars. Cedars have not been discussed very much, but they are pretty cool and pretty important. I have not used cedars because I have such a small breeding flock each year that I don't really need to, and plus my rams are pretty reliable. But cedars are a insemination that you're doing, and you're putting it in the ewe, all the ewes that you're putting in for breeding, and it's making them all have the same heat cycle. So it'll make them go into heat around the same time. This way, when you are lambing, you're going to have a huge flush of ewes that lambs once. Then it's going to be a big break. Then you're going to have the second flush of ewes, and then you're going to be done. So that's pretty cool if you have a really big flock. I don't, so I don't really need them quite yet. But if you have a really big flock, I do highly recommend using cedars, because that really gives you the advantage to get to know when you're going to be lambing. So you have the first flush of ewes lambing, you have a big couple weeks of a break, then you have the last kind of flush of lambing, and then you're going to be done, which is awesome. Then you don't have a ewe lambing every day, every other day, a week apart. Then it's kind of closer together and making it easier, although you do have to think about the stress of ewe after ewe after ewe lambing probably the same day. So that would probably stress me out a lot. Especially if you have some ewes that are first-time mamas and maybe they're having problems. So that's something to think about too when you're using cedars, is there's always the chance you're going to have a lot of ewes lambing at the same time. Especially if they're first-time moms, they could have some problems or difficulties. So that's something to think about if you're going to use cedars, is to think about the difficulties of lambing. So always think ahead about that, because that's important. A question I had gotten on my DMs is, does one ram give you just rams or just ewes? So that's an interesting thing. I have heard of this happening to some people where you're taking a sire and this sire was giving all the ewes, doesn't matter what ewe, all the ewes just ram lambs. So that's an interesting thing. Because that's kind of like very rare that you'll do that, but sometimes you're going to have a ram that just gives you just rams or just ewe lambs. I've had that happened a few times. I had my sire that died this year. He would only give me ewe lambs. I had only two ram lambs from one ewe that was a year apart. So that was interesting to know if a ram gives you more ram lambs. Last year and the year before, I had gotten straight just ewe lambs. So many ewe lambs, only one ram lamb per group from one ewe. So that was interesting. But this year, it's flip-flopped. I have only two ewe lambs, and the rest of them are ram lambs. It's a lot, and I don't like it. But it's interesting to see the flip-flop between the sires, because I'm using the same ewes. I only have two new ewes this year that were breeding, and yet I had gotten so many more ram lambs from these guys. I definitely think it's the sire flip-flop. So it's interesting to see if you like one sire more so, if it's giving you kind of a 50-50 of ewe lamb ram lamb, or if it's giving you 20 and so on. So it's interesting to see the difference, but I do believe that using one sire gives you more ram lambs or more ewe lambs than a different sire. But sometimes it's 50-50, sometimes it's ewe lambs, sometimes it's ram lambs. It really depends on the sire, honestly. But sometimes that does happen, not very often, but it does happen every now and then. So it's always important to switch up your sires, use a different couple sires. It's important. So another question I got, how long until I can put a ram back in after breeding? That's probably after you're lambing. Yeah. So say you bred, boom, you lambed in the spring. I breed once a year. That's just the best because the ewes are healed up, they're weaned, they're gaining their weight back. So I always have been lambing the spring, which technically it's winter because it's so cold. But we usually lamb in the spring and then we wait for the end of the year and then we breed in the fall. This has worked out so well because the ewes are healed up and they're nice. So I do always recommend breeding only once a year because that's just gives the mama some time to gain their weight back and heal after lambing and weaning because those lambs do put quite a bit of weight on the ewes and a lot of stress on those poor girls. So it's important to be breeding only once a year. Some people would argue and say twice a year, but if you think about that, that's quite a bit of breeding for one ewe. I bred Lady. She was bred last year, but then she lost her lamb, so she healed up a lot faster. So I just bred her again. She was back. She was teasing Hulk the other day, so that's obviously a sign she's ready to do it. But it's important to be breeding once a year if you have ewes that have been lambing and then weaned, and then a few months after you can breed. But I do recommend lambing, breeding once a year. Another question I got is, how long until I can put my ram after you lost her lamb? So this is probably the same thing that Lady had. She lost her lamb and then she healed up nicely. So when they lose their lamb, they don't have that lamb nursing on them. So that's not using their energy up. So you could put that ram back in a few months after, but you need to watch that ewe and make sure that she is healed up and looking better because you don't want to put the ram back in right after she lost her lamb, because she still has that depression of lost her lamb. Especially since Lady was a first-time mama, she was so sad when I pulled out that first dead lamb. You could just see that she was very upset, and she was trying to pod it to wake it up. So it's important to be breeding once you are 100% sure that that ewe is healed up and has gained her weight back and is in the right mental state to be breeding again. Because it does take a lot of energy to be growing a baby, not to mention to be grieving it and lost it. So make sure that your ewe is healed up and is better and is even teasing the ram like Lady did yesterday. So I do want to make sure you guys know that you need to wait a few months until you can put the ram back in. You don't need to wait as long as you would so for a normal breeding season, but you do need to wait a few months to make sure that that ewe is better. Because it's quite a pain, especially for a first-time ewe. I have heard of ewes losing her baby a few days after, boom, she's ready to breed, healed up. Well, not exactly healed up, but is teasing the ram. But still, not only if she's in the mental state, you need to make sure that she's physically okay and physically ready to be breeding. So always make sure that you're looking out for that ewe and making sure that they are 100% healthy, 100% eating again before you put them back in for breeding. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully this was helpful and hopefully you enjoyed it. I know I did. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you in the next podcast. See you next Tuesday.